Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, is with us. Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Great to see you. I hope people caught that sunrise this morning. Just another glory. We had a great sunset yesterday and a glorious sunrise this morning. So that's one of the things you got to love about this time of year with dark coming earlier and ending later is that we get to see those miraculous things each day.
Yeah, and today's going to be an especially great day, almost 50 degrees. So take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
And we have Thanksgiving coming up, a long break. We have, when do the schools take a break?
Yeah, so today is our last day with students for this week, and okay. We have students and teachers have tomorrow off. The district offices are open for business tomorrow, but students and teachers have off tomorrow, and then we're come back next Monday, Jeff.
Monday, okay, yeah. Boy, it's the holiday break.
Yeah, and while we're talking about Thanksgiving, Jeff, I just want to take a minute and thank our community and just all the listeners out there who tune in to KYMN. And listen to our updates on the school. You know, Mary and I and our family have lived here. We're our 13th year that we've lived here. And this is just really a dream spot for us to have landed because we love Northfield. And I think most Northfielders love Northfield. But I am so thankful every time, all the time, but especially at this time of the year for our community because we have an engaged community. We have a community who engages intellectually. They engage politically, right? They engage with their opinion and their perspective. It's just a vibrant community in terms of engagement. And I'm so grateful for all of the things that Northfield has to offer. So, you know, whether it be our historic downtown that offers just a wonderful afternoon of respite for people from the day's troubles, great restaurants, you know, great places to hang out and visit, a thriving business community. In fact, I get this afternoon to facilitate the Chamber of Commerce's annual strategic planning session, and we have a strong chamber. We have great services in our community, like the Northfield Hospital and Clinics and our other wonderful medical partners. And then we have great people informing the community like KYMN and like you and Rich and the work that you folks do here to make sure that the community knows what's going on. So there is the joke that this is a special place, but it truly is. So to all those listening, thank you for doing what you do to make Northfield, Northfield.
And we want to thank you for educating our young. You and the whole staff and everybody involved with the school district does a wonderful job, and we're certainly thankful for that.
And if people ask all the time, how can they support our staff during these difficult times again? And I just tell people over and over, the best thing is that educators want to know that they're making a difference. Right, that's why we went into it. We went into public service with an altruistic nature, and we want to know that we're making a difference. So anyone listening, if you know someone who works for the schools, please just take a moment and send them a handwritten note and just say thanks for what they're doing. It's a tough year again, and we're really grateful for what our staff and our teachers and our administrators and our child nutrition, our custodians, our EAs, everyone who works at school, we're so thankful for what they're doing. And if people just took a moment and sent a card to someone that they know who works in the school system, I will tell you, that will fill their gas tank, the proverbial gas tank, to go a long way.
All right. Superintendent Hillman is with us with Northfield Schools. You recently, talking about educators, you recently got a pretty nice-sized chunk of money, a grant, to help with that cause.
Yeah, so, Jeff, we've talked a number of times on this radio show just about our efforts to diversify our teaching staff. Part of our work in terms of our anti-racism framework is to make sure that we have a staff that more reflects our student population. We know that when kids see themselves in the faculty who serve them, that's a really important thing for their future voice, what they see themselves doing in the future. It's a positive role model. So we have worked very hard over the last few years. We've had some success. The state of Minnesota's legislature last spring authorized what they call a Grow Your Own grant. And so this is an opportunity to take people already in your community and financially support people of color to become professional teachers. And so we were entered the competitive grant with the help of Zach Pruitt at HCI. He helped us write the grant. And on Friday, it was a great surprise Friday afternoon, we learned we're going to get $288,000 to support that effort. And so it was the school districts that received this grant are school districts like Minneapolis Public Schools, St. Paul Public Schools, St. Cloud Public Schools. There's a consortium of school districts near St. Cloud, the Freshwater Education District, and Northfield Public Schools. Those are just five of the folks who got what they call the adult pathway. $288,000 is going to allow us to look at around supporting around 15 people of color to get their teaching license over the next several years. And what will happen is that we'll work with them to leverage all existing financial aid that they can secure, and then we'll do what we call last dollar payments. So we will help make up the rest of the tuition that they would have. And there's even some stipend pieces included, because anybody who knows, if you are in college full-time and you're an adult, you probably need some help with some things like gas or books or other things like that. So that's the high-level detail of the grant, but we're really proud to have been selected. It's a very robust, comprehensive program, because it's not just about getting people to college, right? It's about making sure that we support them through the process and then help them transition to the point where they could be hired by Northfield Public Schools or another school district. It doesn't guarantee that these folks get an employment with Northfield Public Schools, but we would make sure that they were interviewed for positions. So this is a very exciting grant that we have coming forward, and we're really thrilled to have won it.
Have the 15 people been identified yet, or is that a process?
That is a process. We couldn't start the process until we learned that we received the money. So mm-hmm. In the next month or so, we'll be starting to work on that.
All right. Last night, the school board did meet for the regular meeting, last one in November. Let's talk about what happened there. Give us the highlights.
Yeah, so, with all the things we've been talking about lately, we sometimes forget that there's a lot of operational things that happen. And so just want the community to know that we will be issuing bonds to replace the middle school roof. So believe it or not, that middle school roof is 19 years old. There was some damage to it. If you remember way back in that hailstorm in 2006, there were some repairs made to the roof at that time, but it was not completely replaced, is our understanding. So we had hoped to get a few more years out of that roof, but unfortunately it's time to replace it. And so we are going to issue bonds for around $3.1 million to be able to replace that roof this coming summer. Now, the key thing is that we will issue those bonds, but we'll pay for those bonds with our long-term facilities maintenance revenue. So that is funding that we already get, so it's not an additional tax piece. It'll be something that we will be taking from our long-term facilities maintenance revenue. It's a 20-year bond, so we'll be taking a portion of that funding that we already get for the next 20 years to pay that off. So we'll be starting that process of the bidding process, and as we know, it's very competitive right now. We worked with our buildings and grounds department and other experts in the field to make sure that we have anticipated what we think that the roof will cost, considering all of the challenges that we know are in getting materials and things like that right now. So we feel we're in a good position. It's important for the community to know that we are good stewards, and we are good stewards of the facilities that you've entrusted us with. And it's hard for a lot of people to believe that that middle school is 20 years old. It's almost 20 years old. Everyone still calls it the new middle school, right? But it's been around for 20 years. So this is just one example of how it's not very exciting, frankly. Mm-hmm. I mean, people don't go, wow, look at that. You got a new roof. But those are the kinds of things that we do to make sure that the community's investment is protected.
Superintendent of Schools Matt Hillman is with us. Let's talk about some of the other factors involved in last night's topics involved in last night's school board meeting. What's next on the agenda?
Well, Jeff, I think what we can go ahead and talk about next is we'll go ahead and discuss. We did a couple of items that we did have last night. One, the school board did hear the first reading of the school resource officer contract. We have a long history and partnership with the Northfield Police Department for a school resource officer. It's a full-time officer who we share with the city. So when school is not in session, the officer is, of course, on patrol for the city. If there are emergencies, the officer can be called away. This officer supports students by building relationships and really creating a conduit of communication between the school and the police department and the community. When there are issues outside of the school that we can have an opportunity to discuss, we are able to have that communication and that support that's important. It's also about the school resource officer building relationships with our students and then also providing some important instruction. For example, the DARE instruction at fifth grade at our elementary schools. And then there are other events that our school resource officer supports, like the mock crash. And, of course, working together with the new Northfield Community College Collaborative law enforcement pathway. So there's a number of things that partnership entails, and the board heard last night the proposed contract for the next 3 years. Same exact contract, of course, the salary and benefit portion that the school district would pay, which is about 50% of the contract, goes up just like everything else does. Mm-hmm. So we discussed that. We also continued to discuss our five-year strategic plan. Last Thursday night, the board met in a work session And we spent 2 hours talking about our strategic plan. And so we have done a little bit of work on our vision statement. We've done some work around our strategic commitment areas that we've spoken about before. We've added a sixth one, communication, to the other five at this point. Again, this is proposed. And last night, we really talked about what we're framing to begin with as benchmarks, which are going to be approximately 14 different. It could be less than that. The board talked about combining a few of the statements that we have, but really focusing on the academic expectations, the expectations that we have to help students develop as social and emotional beings, then things like about making sure that our staff and our parents are satisfied and supported, making sure that we are financially healthy, and then, of course, focusing on community education. So that's what we talked about last. I certainly encourage people to take a look on the website and take a look at the draft that we have as part of the board packet. The strategic plan is essential because it does inform the decision-making that the board does over the next several years. We worked on getting feedback from the community over the last 6 months. We are using some of the surveys that we did last year as part of the information that we are using. And, of course, the board makes that final call as representatives of the community about the vision and the direction of the school district. And then what are the ways that we're going to determine that the community that we are doing, that we are achieving what the community has expected us to achieve?
Is that close to being finished, approved?
Yeah, we hope that the board will approve the final plan on December 13th.
Okay. I want to go back to the resource officer for just a moment. You said this contract was discussed last night. Was there action taken? Is there
No action yet. That action would be taken on December 13th.
Okay. All right. Once again, Superintendent Hillman is with us. Let's get a COVID update from you while we're here. It has changed a fair amount since the last time we had you in, just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's certainly disappointing. We had seen for a period of time, 3 or 4 weeks, beginning, I would say, in kind of late October, where we would see the county case rates going down. We saw the cases in our schools going down. We were like, oh, we're on a really good trajectory here. Unfortunately, we all know that the state of Minnesota has turned that around, and we are increasing cases again, as I'm sure you've reported, and Minnesota News Network has reported. Minnesota is one of the hot spots in the country again right now, and Northfield is no different, right? And the schools are a microcosm of the community. So we have seen an increase in our cases over the last week. As Rich reported last week, we did have one day where we saw a pretty significant uptick in the cases at one of our buildings at Bridgewater Elementary. We went from 10 cases in one at the beginning of the day to 20 at the end. Now, some of that is when people get their test results and things like that. But we did talk with all things like that. We talked with public health. There was not a serious level of concern. We know so much more about how to respond to these situations than we did a year ago. And so we did offer to all Bridgewater families optional testing. We passed those tests out on Friday and Saturday for people who are interested in those. They returned them to the school yesterday, and we would ship them in. We used the Vault saliva test in that particular case. Again, trying to make sure that if we had additional positivity within that learning community, that we could help make sure that we got the quarantines done so that we could make sure that we keep healthy people healthy to the best of our ability. So we, like everybody else, have seen an uptick, but we have the tools to be able to address this. So, through our universal masking approach, which is, I understand not everybody loves, but we know that it is a layer of mitigation. It's not just one thing that is helping, keeping us in person, right? It is a number of different pieces. So it is the fact that we are universal masking. It is the fact that we are strategically quarantining if we have people who have been unmasked near each other within 6 feet for 15 or minutes or more. Certainly, I absolutely understand that that quarantine is incredibly disruptive for families. But what we know is that can help break the chain of transmission, because we are seeing, we can't say for sure, what we are seeing is logic would say that there is probably some spread from time to time in school now. That's not something that we had seen before. It's not rampant, but there's a couple of circumstances where we say, can't say for sure, right? Because people are doing all sorts of other things. But we know that when we get people together, there's that possibility. So that strategic quarantining when we need to, as we said, the masking. The continued work on vaccination. And vaccination, of course, Jeff, is a personal choice. But vaccination is now available for people 5 and older. Last Thursday, we held a vaccination clinic at the Northfield Community Ed Center. It was run by Rice County Public Health. They originally had 240 spots available. Gone like that. They ended up giving 300 immunizations or vaccinations that day, and 216 of those for children ages 5 to 11. So, you know, if you are a parent of someone 5 to 11 or a parent of anyone who hasn't been vaccinated yet and you have questions or concerns, totally reasonable, right? As a parent, we love our children. We want to make sure that they're safe and healthy. If you have questions about the vaccine, the best thing, in my opinion, that you can do is talk to your pediatrician. They are the people who can give you the best advice, and those vaccines are widely available. So you can certainly go to our website. We have a link to the state database that you can find a location to get vaccinated. So cases are on the way up. We are getting a little bit of a break here, and we know how to handle this. It's not fun, Jeff. We're not going to lie, but we do know how to address it. We also have the humility to understand that we cannot predict or completely understand this yet. It is a virus, and as we say, the virus is going to virus, right? So we approach it with the knowledge and the confidence of the experience that we have, with that dose of humility that this is something that we are trying to mitigate and manage. We cannot control it.
There have been some school districts around the state that have gone to distance learning over the course of the last maybe week or so, last few days. Where is there a threshold we need to meet to do that? I'm sure that's the last thing you want to do, but maybe necessary at some point. At what point would it be necessary?
Yeah, Jeff, we're not ready to talk about that as a system. I think that, first of all, when you hear about that distance learning at different places, there are some school districts that just actually canceled a couple of days because, for example, this week there's a couple of districts that did that because their case rate had been going up so significantly that they just needed to intervene. So rather than shifting to distance learning for a couple of days, they just canceled classes. What you're seeing more and more, Jeff, is more targeted distance learning. So a class might have to quarantine, you know, for a few days. We've had a couple of those, right, where classes had to quarantine for a couple of days because of a number of different cases in those classes, right? You're seeing in some cases there might be, in some other districts, there might be some schools that shift for a couple of week period. Now, one of the reasons that we were very decisive in August is that it was not a secret. We know what the mitigation tools are. And we have implemented, in fact, Commissioner Malcolm, and I don't remember this physician's name, but the president of the Minnesota chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics last week sent a letter to all school superintendents and school board chairs, basically asking them to implement the protocols that we have in place. The list of 8 or 9 protocols that Commissioner Malcolm recommended that schools take, Northfield Schools has the vast majority of them in place already. We are not doing, you know, a regular, what they call sentinel testing, but we do have testing available for people as needed, either through the vault saliva test, you know, or through our Q testing center at the district office, which we did 125 tests there last week, Jeff. And that is for symptomatic students and staff. So we are in the best position that we can to make sure that we prioritize uninterrupted in-person learning. That doesn't mean that every kid gets to stay every day, right? Kids are sick. Some kids need to be quarantined but we're talking about the holistic nature of prioritizing in-person learning. We have all of the tools, nearly all of the tools that are recommended available because we are going to do everything that we possibly can to keep kids in school because we know for the vast majority of kids, distance learning creates a different set of public health issues. And so we are working closely with public health. The kinds of increase we saw last week, a year ago, would have set off significant alarm bells across. This year, a much more different approach to how we're working with that. So, again, I've had to ask for 20 months, and I'm actually tired of asking for it, but I am grateful that people, we ask for your patience, we ask for your grace and your forgiveness as we continue to try to do the best that we can to manage a virus that does not want to be managed, but we will do everything that we can to keep our students in school. And if we have to make some tough decisions, we have demonstrated time and time again that we are not afraid to make tough decisions based on the current situation. But we can all do our part, right? Stay home when you're sick. Make sure you wash your hands. Wear a mask when you're in public in a crowded place. If vaccination is something for you, make sure you're informed about vaccination. I have no problem with people making their own decisions, right? But make sure you're actually informed about the facts about vaccination. Consider vaccination. If you've already been vaccinated, consider getting a booster shot. That's what the experts tell us is helpful. So, again, we have a great community who rallies around each other, and I'm proud of the work that we've done so far on this.
Superintendent Hillman, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Always my pleasure, Jeff, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman.